We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And I'm thinking of an excellent space.
The Mighty Pines, great St. Louis act, and they're playing the Fox on Friday night. Neil Sosik in the next hour is going to bring a guitar, and we have special permission. We can have a guest in the studio that's not on the roundtable. So in and of itself, I'm excited just about that because Fred's in here right now. When's the last time we had a guest in the studio that wasn't Jane?
I can't think of the last time either.
Wow. It would have been probably March last year is the last time that I had anyone in the studio. Now we've done Zoom calls, of course, and things like that where I've seen people, but I love the Mighty Pines, so Neil's coming in the next hour. On a musical front, too, been teasing this for a couple of days. Sue, I think you brought this up. We were talking about, on Sue's News, somebody selling their musical catalog.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's right. And we were asking questions about, well, why do they do that, and what's that all about? Tim Sommer, who is a music journalist, former record executive, and he contributes to the Rock and Globe website, is going to join us. Tim's a talker, and he often has many things on his mind, and one of them, I think Andrew and I are going to like this. Andrew pulled this a couple of weeks ago. This is Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. They did sort of this COVID song, which is awful. Just to give you a little heads up on Tim, when Tim thinks something's awful, so he wrote an entire, I think it was almost like a book about the Weezer cover of the Toto song couple of years ago. He hated that so much that he went off on it. And then there's this Van Morrison thing. Have you heard the Van Morrison?
No. What's up?
Yeah. Well, Van Morrison put a record out that may or may not be just a little on the Crazy Town side because he went into some of the COVID stuff here.
They tell us that ignorance is bliss.
There you go. I want to hear this here.
I guess for those that control the media, it is.
Yeah, there you go, Van.
They own the media, they control.
I love it. Now,
who's they, Van?
Tim, we're going to find out, but
who are you referring to?
Tim is acutely aware of my politics, and his politics and my politics are not the same, but he'll have something to say about Van Morrison. We can still get along, have conversations about music, so that'll be good. The other thing I want to talk about here just a little bit before we get to Sue's News, and I think this is very exciting. The Cardinals are going to increase capacity for Busch Stadium to 30,000 for the Cubs series. I wish there was a way to just have only 30,000 fans that were Cardinals fans and just block those Cubs fans. I don't know if we're able to do that yet. It's almost like having a vaccine passport, right? You should have a baseball passport. If you're infected with the Cubs virus, somehow you either have to get the vaccine or we have to know about that. But here's something that's even better. Tom Ackerman, who's the sports director on KMOX, wrote about this, and I think 97.1 even pushed this out on social just a short time ago. Joe Strom, who's been a guest on this show, he's the vice president of ticket sales. They're going to sell a homestand at a time beginning in June, and the reason is because they hope that the COVID numbers keep dropping, and then in June they can get to full capacity. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Ah. So I think that is excellent. Right now it's going to be the minimum 3 feet distance between seating pods beginning next Friday with that series against the Cubs. And it was kind of cool to go to a game. You know, I went on my birthday a few weeks ago, which was nice. And believe me, I want to see as many games as I can in person. But with the capacity that they have right now, you just don't have the energy level. I'm sure the players appreciate it. They didn't have any fans there last year, but getting to 30,000 is going to be significant, you know. And then if we can get it to full capacity, that will be great. So that's one thing that I wanted to mention. And then on the COVID front, because this has been a bit of a theme the last week, and I'm going to talk about it with Mr. Jennings when Scott joins me after 5 o'clock. You're seeing some more pushback. It seems like every day there's pushback from the traditional media sources when it comes to some of the nonsense that the CDC is recommending. And here again, an example. This is Dr. Lena Wren, who was on with Wolf Blitzer, Wolfie, on CNN, talking about how some of this, you know, nonsense with the CDC confuses people. Oh, I didn't have the volume up. Take two. Hold on. Here she is.
Public health guidance has to make scientific sense and common sense. And right now, the CDC guidelines make neither. So here's what I think the CDC really needs to do urgently. First, they need to say outdoors is just fine.
Yes.
So relax all mask mandates outdoors.
Yes.
The second is to say fully vaccinated people, even in formal settings like workplaces, can take off their mask and can be and don't need distancing around others who are also fully vaccinated.
Thank
I think
you.
That would help employers a lot.
Yes.
And third is on a community by community level, the CDC should be laying out what level of vaccination is enough at which indoor mask mandates and other restrictions can be lifted. I think these would all be powerful incentives for vaccination.
That wasn't that hard, was it? Wasn't that hard. 43 seconds, she laid out exactly what the CDC should do. There really shouldn't be any dispute about that whatsoever. But will they do it? They will not, because they want to keep talking about kids at summer camps when it's 115 degrees wearing masks and all this other nonsense. I don't know why it's so hard for Rochelle Walensky or Jen Psaki or the president to say, because they argue that the science has to be followed on all these other things. The science could not be more clear, especially on outdoor transmission. But they just want to ignore that. So that's, but again, I'm encouraged only because I think we have more and more people on the left that are starting to take notice. Now, that's not going to help the weirdos out there that are vaccinated and are still wearing two masks. I cannot help them. They have a troubled life. But we'll do baby steps here for some progress on COVID.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
That's true. That's true. It is. Well, we talked about the no gas shortage on the coast, but they also have the FBI has come out and said that the dark side is the group behind that cyber attack that shut down the Colonial Pipeline. And here's what I found interesting. Dark side's representative said, yeah.
Wait, so that's actually the name of the organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are the hackers.
I thought it was like a description, like
no.
the dark
web. Here
comes
the dark side
yes.
of that hack.
Okay, didn't know that.
Here's what they said. The dark side representative said, you know what? We didn't mean to create problems.
Ah.
We're just here to make some money.
Well, it is a capitalistic society, right?
You
we didn't want
bother
people to have
anyone.
To shove canisters of gasoline into their minivan and hoard
right.
gas. We're just trying to make a buck.
Exactly.
Come on, it's a tough time post-pandemic,
to
right?
Anyone.
I mean, come on. Now, the group, which
we're
claims
sorry.
To have an ethical code, represents
sure.
an emerging phenomenon of hackers operating as enterprises
well,
in their own
them.
Minds.
Mm.
Well, we're just out, you know, to make some money. DarkSide even reportedly has a call-in number and help desk for its victims.
Ah, they do not.
That's what it said.
Wow.
Isn't that? Well, I'm just
so you've reached Dark Side customer service.
Yes.
If you're in a gas line, you can't get gas out east, you're supposed to call Dark Side and say, hey, can you help me out here? Because
hey,
your hack just shut down the entire East Coast fuel supply.
Yeah,
can you Venmo me $100 so I can buy a gallon of gas for my neighbor?
That explains a lot to me because last night I went to the QT to get some gas so I could cut the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like two.
You're part of the problem,
two
Fred.
Gallon gas cans.
Yes.
So I was filling
so
them up
ways.
And the guy next to me said, worried?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, and I had no idea. It didn't dawn on me because I thought that was all down in Atlanta or something.
Oh, Fred,
but I must
hilarious.
Have looked like a hoarder.
You did look like a hoarder. That's wow. funny. Well, as long as you didn't have like 10 of them. I did. I saw a van that probably had 8 to 10 large red canisters of
here?
Gasoline. No. This was on television
okay.
this morning. This was just some clip from, you know, somewhere in the South. But still, that's quite a bit of gasoline there.
It is.
You know, the other thing you got to look out for is, and I've known this for maybe a decade now, the zombie apocalypse. I watched The Walking Dead.
Come on.
And they never have enough gas. And they always, Daryl has to get on his damn motorcycle and go, you know, find fuel. So not a bad plan for the zombie apocalypse either.
Huh,
fuel for
plan.
His motorcycle. It's a terrible system they've got going down there.
Fred, there was actually a headline that said, please don't bring plastic bags when you're trying to get gas in the Southeast.
Yeah, I think the...
It's gotten bad.
Ziploc? Like not even Ziploc?
Yeah, no.
I think it was like the Petroleum Association or whatever. They've had a tweet that was warning people, please, we're begging you.
Yeah, please.
Stop filling up your plastic bags.
Has anyone in the room ever tried to siphon gas? Have you ever done that?
No, how do you even do that?
I've had it happen to me, though. I have in the parking lot at where we used to work. At the old building at the powerhouse, someone siphoned a bunch of gas out of my car.
Just to steal? Do you have to like stick a hose in there?
I don't think I've ever done it. And if I have, I probably threw up afterwards. But yeah, you stick the hose and you sort of get the flow going and I don't want to say suck on the hose.
You just suck it out.
If you say that, that sounds naughty.
Just suck it out.
Pretty much
right.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Because once you get the pressure going, it's like getting water out of a washing machine. Like it the pressure takes itself. So it'll flow itself
so you
once you get it going.
Right. Once you get it going, the gravity takes over. Right.
Yeah,
still, I say, what could go wrong? Next, in road trip news, we've even got music for it.
Hang on, you didn't. Sorry. Can you do that again?
Next, in road trip news.
Oh, wait, do it one more time because I have to.
Next, in road trip news.
Woo! Sorry, it took me three. I had to fade out the other music and then get to Lindsay. All right. Woo! Can I try to hit the post here?
Yeah, of course you
can.
Hey,
it's Mark. Sue's News on 97.1. There we go.
We need rehearsals.
Yeah, we kind of do, don't we? I don't know why.
Desperately,
we're a well-oiled
Fred,
machine.
Desperately need rehearsals.
There is a road trip survey out today that finds that the average person can spend how much time in a car with their family before they go nuts. Fred, what is your guess?
12 hours.
Huh. 18 minutes.
45 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. The official time is 3 hours and 46 minutes in the car with your family.
That seems low.
Before you go insane.
I like my family. I can spend a little more time with them than that.
Didn't you say 18 minutes on your guess?
Well, 18 seconds, but that's on a bad day.
Who qualifies? Like, immediate family, I'm fine with that. But you start tossing siblings in and things like that, I don't know.
Fred, how have your road trips gone throughout your life?
And by immediate family, I mean just my immediate family.
Sure.
Because obviously siblings are immediate family.
But like your wife and your daughter.
I get you.
And your
they're
kids,
fine. So.
People in your household.
Yeah, it's for them, the question is, really, Fred knows this. He's worked with me a lot. Enough. The question
how long
is, how long can you stand to deal with Mark? Right. I can. They're easy. It's
or
me.
How long until you run out of Diet Coke?
Well, we take our good friend Kayla, who I refer to as really, she's a member of our family, but we call her our part-time nanny. She's actually taken care of Alexa ever since she was at a Goddard many years ago. And Kayla's a teacher now, but she went to Mexico with us. She's going to go to Florida with us. And I told her last summer, the first time she took a vacation, I said, well, this was actually a couple years ago. I said, you know what the biggest challenge is going to be is spending time with me.
Yeah.
And she soon came
Did
to appreciate the
knowingly?
Nuance of that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was not wrong.
No. Uh-huh. Fred, what was your best road trip and or worst?
My best road trip probably was with my wife. We did a Hall of Fame road trip. So first we started at the Indianapolis 500 track, which I guess is like the Indy 500 Hall of Fame.
Sure.
And then we went to Cooperstown. We saw the Baseball Hall of Fame. Then we went up to Toronto.
That's kind of fun.
Saw the
That's
Hockey
fun.
Hall of Fame. So that was pretty cool. That was a fun trip.
What's about the worst? Did you have a bad one?
I don't think so.
No,
anytime
Fred
I'm
Bottomer.
On the road, it feels fine.
By the way, you can make it longer with friends in the car without them driving you nuts. You can go 4 hours and 23 minutes with friends. So that's a little bit better than your family.
Again, depends on the friends.
I would say.
All right.
Well, you know, this actually brings up a good point because I'm going on a road trip tomorrow. Fred, you can help. So there's my friend Tim Carley, who is a golfing buddy. And Fred knows Tim from a long time ago. I love Tim. He's a dear, dear friend. He does not shut the F up ever. And I mean ever. He's not capable of it. So I've never taken a road trip with him. So I'm going to be in the car with him and on the golf course nonstop here for the next few days. This is going to be a story. When I get back on Tuesday, I will have some stories to tell.
You are a fast talker. Can you talk faster than he if you got a breath?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, so he's fast and...
Oh, yeah. There's no breaths
Ooh, he's
at
the total
all.
Package.
Right. But I know him well enough where I can kind of tell him to shut up, but that
can
doesn't
you?
Mean he's going to shut up.
Yeah.
So we're going with another guy, my friend Mark, and I told Mark, I said, here's the deal. Fred, remember I was going to cut this deal. I said, I'll take the hit with Carly. We have two hotel rooms, so that means someone's going to have to share a room.
Okay.
I said, I'll take the hit if you pay for my greens fees. I thought that was a pretty good deal.
What did he say?
He's not accepted the deal. Yet.
I think it's a good deal.
We'll see. I think it's a good deal, too. I think it's a really good deal.
And finally, in Sue's news, Chicago has figured out how to help its rat problem. They have released 1,000 feral cats. What could go wrong?
Yes, I like that.
Into the city. Now, this has been over over the last 10 years. They call it cats at work because they are going out and they don't kill the rats. They don't eat them. They just kill them. And the reports coming back, they've had several clients who say, you know what, I like it. I used to step out on my porch and a rat would run over my foot, and now they don't.
Now you just
Chicago
step on
for you people.
Well, and I've seen rats in Chicago, having spent some time there in my younger days, and the rats are about the size of cats, so they're necessary. And there it is, another edition of Sue's News. Remind me who it's brought to you by.
Sue.
Okay. Go out with a little music here from the Mighty Pines. Neil Salsic in the next hour playing some music. They're playing the Fox on Friday night. Tim Summer, who is a music journalist, he's going to explain Van Morrison and his new record, the Mick Jagger compilation with Dave Grohl, and some other things coming up here. Music licensing, what's that all about? Tim's coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Media it is. Oh, this might be the new theme song for the show. It's the new Van Morrison song, and journalist Tim Summer, former record executive. I think this is like leading the way right now, Tim, for your album of the year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. You have to excuse me. I was siphoning some gas.
How are you this afternoon?
I haven't been this worried about gas since Red Shandy's was managing the Cardinals.
Oh, I like the Cardinal connection there. How are you, Tim? It's good to have you.
I'm doing very good. How are you? Congratulations on your new gig.
Yeah, I like it on the FM side. We on the music front, I've been promoting my friend Neil Salsic's coming in. He has a great
band here.
Yeah, he's got a great band called the Mighty Pines, and he's coming in to play some music, so I'm very excited about that. I bought a few concert tickets here in the last month, so I feel like music is hopefully going to come back.
I think it will. I think it never goes away. You know what? It never goes away. Music is always in our hearts. That's why anybody who talks about rock and roll being dead, anyone who talks about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame telling us this thing or that thing or mattering. It doesn't matter. What matters is what is in your heart. What matters is your memories. What matters is the music that is in your car stereo today when you were in high school, when you were riding in the back of your car, when your parents were driving you home from your aunt and uncle's in 1979. That's what matters. It's always in our hearts.
I want to get to the Hall of Fame announcement, but on the Van Morrison record, because I've seen some folks popping off on this and in criticizing it. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but to me it's about whether or not it's good music, and I don't even know if it's good music.
It is resolutely mediocre music. The interesting thing is, unlike a lot of people of his age, and he is rather advanced in years, he still has the voice. He has not really lost any steps of his voice, and credits to him for that. And the next thing I'm going to say, I want to preface by saying, you know, you and I, our politics are really not that different. We're both common sense people who hate political correctness. We have that in common.
That is true.
Towards that end, I'm going to say Van Morrison, he is entitled to his opinion. That's what I'm going to say. He's as entitled to his opinion as your grumpy old uncle sitting at Thanksgiving. Your what? Grumpy old uncle who says ridiculous things and you laugh him off. Or maybe he gets you angry, but he's your uncle, and he's welcome at the table. Van Morrison is welcome at my table. I don't like his opinions. I don't like what he's saying. I don't like some of the things he's implying. But I'll tell you two things, Mark. Number one, it is a free land where we make music all over the world. Let's encourage people to have their opinions and express them any way they want. That's number one. Number two, what's interesting to me is the very people who complain about what Van Morrison is singing about, are not going out and doing it by themselves. I don't see, and this has always been a frustrating point with me, which you and I have discussed in the past. I don't see all these people from the left making great protest albums. Do you?
No.
In fact,
what about you? You got to talk about this here. We played this a couple of weeks ago when it came out, and this, I don't know if this is a protest song, but it's Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. And it has to do with, you know, being isolated and some of the things that were happening during COVID. I don't think Tim Summer was a huge fan of this project either.
Well, number one, let's all say this together. Misguided credibility grab. That's on Nick's part. That's number one. Number two, let me tell you something about Dave Grohl. And I always preface everything I say about Dave Grohl by saying, I am sure he means well. And I do mean that. I'm sure he's a nice guy, and I'm sure he means well. But let me tell you something. The only difference between Dave Grohl and Tico Torres is that Tico Torres' singer didn't die. And if it wasn't, and do you know who Tico Torres is? He's a drummer in Bon Jovi.
And the reason
we're talking about Dave Grohl today and not Tico Torres is because Bon Jovi didn't die.
That's harsh, Tim Summer. That is harsh. You got the Foo Fighter fans are going to explode out there.
I mean, the Foo Fighters make acceptable rock and roll. They owe a great, great deal to some very powerful bands like the Pixies and Husker Du, who I'm big fans of. And I don't think Foo Fighters make bad music, but what they do is they've turned the beauty of punk rock into a mediocre thing. And also Dave Grohl has been appointed the concierge of rock. Anytime you turn on a documentary, anytime you turn on an awards show and they need to trot out a rock and roll guy, there's Dave Grohl. I don't think Dave Grohl is especially talented, more to the point. I think there's hundreds, if not thousands, of rock and rollers out there who should be getting the attention he gets. I don't like that he's come to represent rock and roll when I think of him as being a mediocre talent.
I don't have anything against it, but I'm sort of with you on that. I've never been a huge Foo Fighters guy. I've been okay. I actually like the new album better than some of the stuff that they put out in the past. And a lot of the folks that are hardcore Foo fans, I don't think like the new stuff as much as the older stuff. I did like the Husker Du, you know, toss out there because I'm a big Bob Mould fan, and that was a band. I saw that band at the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri 30 years ago, and they were outstanding. All right, so let's talk about the Rock Hall of Fame, which your position on that overall, because there are a lot of people that aren't a fan of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It seems a little strange, just the conditions to get in.
They
it's very political,
terrific,
right?
They have a terrific museum. I think that their museum's a great place, and if I gathered correctly from what I was listening to before, one of the people there in the studio, and I apologize for not having gotten his name, recently visited the museum.
Oh, that was Fred. Fred, who has stepped out now,
Fred.
But he said he did.
Yeah. The museum is great, I hear. I have to say I haven't been there. The organization, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation, does terrific work. Now, because of those two things, because they allow a place for people to visit a site where they can be talk through and walk through the history of rock and roll, I'm not going to say negative things about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they do good work and they have a great museum. In terms of the idea of this thing that people are inducted to, that is effing ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. We don't need that. You know why? Because everybody's taste is different. England has a different taste than Scotland, which has a different taste than Germany, which has a different taste than New York City, which has a different taste than St. Louis, which has a different taste than Columbia, South Carolina, which has a different taste than Dothan, Alabama, which has a different taste than San Francisco. So I'm saying the idea of having one Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a ridiculous idea. Now, so happens that this particular Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I like to say it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because no bloody way is it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I would kind of agree with that. You know, there's always, every year we have conversations about these bands that probably should be in and aren't. But this year, the aforementioned Foo Fighters, I think you led the charge on the campaign to get them in the Hall of Fame. You have Todd Rundgren. Now I think Todd Rundgren belongs in any Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not because of that song, but it's probably the most recognizable song. Let's see who else. Well, Tina Turner.
I think on the basis of his work as a record producer, he should be in there.
Just in and of itself, right. Did you watch the Tina Turner documentary on HBO Max?
Yeah, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
I thought it was great, too.
It was awesome.
I love Tina, and I was fortunate enough to see her 20 years ago in concert. So she's getting in the Go-Go's. Good documentary on the Go-Go's that's out there, too, that I think plays on HBO.
And the Go-Go's are a no-brainer. Go-Go's are a good choice. Are they my favorite all-woman band? Of course not. But are they a band that did the work and paid the dues and deserves to be there and had the hits? Yes, it is.
Favorite all-woman band would be what, then? I mean, now I'm curious.
I'm a big Bangles fan. In mainstream terms, I probably prefer the Bangles.
Yeah, I like the Bangles. Maybe because I like Susanna Hoffs a lot, too. But I did like the Go-Go's. Never did see them in concert, over the decades.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good, solid pick.
So one of the reasons I want to have you on again, and you and I have discussed this, Tim Summers with me, music journalist, former record executive, contributor to the Rock and Globe website. We had a conversation a couple of months ago when Mick Fleetwood and I think another member of Fleetwood Mac sold the music catalog. Thomas, who's also here this afternoon, one of the members of the show, you were doing a story about the Red Hot Chili Peppers a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
right?
Tim, they were selling their catalog, right, for what, maybe $142 million, I believe?
Well, it's interesting. As I've discussed with Mark before, I have to tell you a couple of things. First of all, this is a no-brainer. These catalog sales are no-brainers for one very simple reason. And I don't know whether you addressed this in any of the things that you said before or have written before. When you do the simple math, let's take, I'm just going to take Flea as an example. Flea's probably around my age, either, you know, late 50s, maybe he's early 60s, I don't know. Flea probably, once you cut up the percentages and give some money to the ex-wives and this and that, Flea probably makes maybe $250,000 on the low end to $1 million on the high end from his publishing every year, from his songwriting. Which means that it is a no-brainer when someone comes along and says, I'm going to give you $100 million for your publishing, or $140 million for your publishing, and Flea, your cut of that is going to be $50 million, $40 million. That's a no-brainer, because for the rest of his life, he's not going to make that much off of his publishing. That's the thing with publishing. Even the people who aren't in a band and own 100% of their publishing say, Bob Dylan. Say Bob Dylan, at the age of 80 years old, Bob Dylan sells his publishing for $300 million. Bob Dylan probably made a lot of money off his publishing every year. Probably made about $5 million a year off of his publishing. Mind you, that's just a guess, but I think it's a good guess. Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan made $5 million a year. Even if Bob Dylan lives to be 95, that's still only $60 million. 50, 60, 75 million, tops, that Bob Dylan's going to make off his publishing for the rest of his life. And now someone comes along and says, hey, I'll give you $300 million for it. Now, the publishing sales serves two purposes for the artist. Number one, they're getting a payoff today. It's like the reverse mortgage thing.
Right.
Only it's a reverse mortgage where someone is paying you much more than your house is worth. Let's say you sold your house today and you could sell it for $300,000. Great. Now someone's coming. The publishing buyouts is the equivalent of someone coming and saying, I'll give you $2 million for that house that's worth $300,000. So it's a no-brainer for these artists to sell.
But the groups that are buying the publishing have to be at least optimistic about making all that money back and then some, and they do that in what way?
I think two ways. Number one, I think they're anticipating new technologies. They're thinking that new technologies are going to open up the door for lots more uses of music than in the past. Number two, every TV commercial, every movie, hundreds and hundreds of new Netflix movies and HBO Max series and everything, all of them use music, music, music. They use music in every single scene. Now, every time you hear a song and a passing car in one of those Netflix movies, somebody gets paid. So they're anticipating that's where they make all the money. Now, the downside of all this, and this is a considerable downside, is let's use Red Hot Chili Peppers as an example. They now lose complete control over their music. Complete control. Let's say someone, I'm just trying to think. I can't even think of a good example. But let's say someone wants to, some crazy political candidate who believes that the Martians are going to build a bridge from Mars to Los Angeles in the future, and this political candidate wants to use Under the Bridge for their commercial, they can now use it, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers have no say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how some artists would not want to take that risk, but on the other hand, there's a lot of money involved.
That's a ton of money.
There's a lot of money. And the money, and as I said, the money that is being offered these artists is more, and I probably, I'm a little over-coffeed as I usually am when I talk to you, Mark.
That's all right.
So, I apologize if I said a little too fast. The money they're getting is more money than they would make for the rest of their lives off of their publishing.
And that's why it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out with a little Mighty Pines here because Neil's coming up in the next hour.
Tim, I'm looking forward to that.
Great to hook up with you. We'll talk more music in the near future. Thank you very much.
I always enjoy it, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Tim. Great to have you on. Chief Fitch coming up, former St. Louis County Police Chief. Big decision in Jeff City about COVID restrictions in St. Louis County. We'll explain it coming up next. And Neil from the Mighty Pines in the next hour. We'll get into some of the Liz Cheney and politics stuff with my buddy Scott Jennings in the next hour. He joins me at 5 o'clock, and then Neil from the Mighty Pines coming up 5:25. We have an audio cut of the day as well. This is pretty big, though, what happened today in Jeff City. We had State Rep Mary Elizabeth Coleman on yesterday kind of talking about the final days. Now we're almost at the final hours of the legislative session, and most of this stuff is boring as hell, and, they have to pass the budget and everything, but let's look at what's happened in this region, in St. Louis County in particular, during the pandemic. And because of that, there was a proposal that would require health officials to get approval from city councils or county government boards before extending health restrictions. And it passed today. My St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch is on the phone with us, former St. Louis County Police Chief. This is a big deal, isn't it?
It's a huge deal, Mark. This is what we've been working for many, many months now. The community support has been outstanding. And Sam Page was left all by himself today in Jeff City, and the state's moving on without him.
So I kind of described it in broad terms. What are the specifics here, and how would this work?
Well, it's built into a 92-page bill that passed overwhelmingly today by Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate, and I'll narrow it down to you. So basically what it says, if the Department of Public Health in St. Louis County issues a health mandate, and now remember, that's a political decision made by an appointee of Sam Page. So if they make a decision, for example, one of the current rules out there is requires baseballs and footballs to be wiped down with disinfectant between plays. That's one example. So basically what would happen is it says that it shall not remain in effect for longer than 30 days in a six-month period. So keep that in mind, and then automatically expires at the end of 30 days unless authorized by a simple majority vote of the political subdivision's governing body.
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell. So what it does is it makes it very clear that, in our case, the county council can decide if, let's say, the governor signed this tomorrow. It takes effect immediately because it has an emergency clause.
Oh, it will. Okay.
Yes, it will take effect immediately because it has an emergency clause. So as soon as the governor signs it, it becomes law. So then the county council can take something as simple as a vote to basically say these mandates are all gone, or they're all gone but these two, or, you know, it could be some combination like that. So that's how it works. It's a vote. It's a simple majority. So there's seven council members. So it will take four of the seven council members to basically dismantle these ream of paper of restrictions that Sam Page's health department's put on the people of this county for over a year now.
By the way, did I hear you correctly that even now there is still a restriction or a guideline that says you have to do that to the balls, wipe them down?
Absolutely. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's wow. Still there. Yeah, you go bowling and you roll your bowling ball down the alley and it comes back to you. You have to wipe it down before you pick it up.
Even though we know that nobody's getting this from surfaces, and then you have the outdoor transmission. What is the current restriction say for outdoors in St. Louis County? I don't even know right now.
It just depends. You know, if you're outdoors, say your parents going to see your kids' football game. There's only two of you allowed to go. Even though you have five kids in your household, they're not allowed to attend with you because Sam Page says you can only have two at the event.
Right.
So, you know, no high fives of the kids, no huddles. I mean, there's just, it goes on and on and on, Mark. You would believe it until you actually read some of these things. You know, you've heard of a room parent, right? You can't, as a parent, can't be present in your school. It's illegal in St. Louis County to be present in your kid's school if you're a parent.
So you obviously don't, Chief, you don't have the numbers all the time because you and Mark Carter stick together on some issues and there are more Democrats than Republicans. But do you think that you have enough folks on the council to push back on most of these things?
I certainly hope so. We have not had that conversation yet because we have to wait for the governor to sign it before we really can take any kind of action. We certainly will have those conversations. And the other thing to keep in mind, even if there's council members that are like, well, in my district, for example, maybe one of the council members feel like indoor masks should still be required in a restaurant. Let's say that's the case.
Right.
This law doesn't change that. If that restaurant wants to require people to have masks on in their restaurant, they can still do that. It doesn't say it's illegal to require masks. It just says the government can't tell you as a restaurant that you have to require masks.
And that's an important distinction. There's no
Absolutely.
Doubt about that. Well, look, I think this is huge news, and I can't believe they got it across the finish line in Jeff City. The governor's going to sign it. We'll see how quickly you can react at the St. Louis County Council. Chief Fitch, appreciate you coming on with an update this afternoon. Thank you.
You have a great day. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.